Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dan Summers, Sports Radio 101.9 FM and Sports Radio 66 WFAN.
Well, we interrupt the commercials to greet you with a good evening to you and Abby at 6:35 even on a Monday evening on your fan, New York City. Steve Summers here, you there. Tom Lugauer and Paulie Rosenberg are on the other side of the glass and the 1-877-337-6666. That'd be the number four. Almost a 3.5 hour Monday schmooze in the SPORTS right up until Sal Licata at 10 on your fan, New York City.
With the sixth pick in the 2019 NFL Draft, the New York Giants select Daniel Jones.
I loved him on film. Absolutely loved him. Loved everything about him. He walked out there and I saw a professional quarterback.
Daniel is driving tonight on a plane.
You know, I did think my meetings with the Giants went well. I felt good about that. And, you know, I'd say it went just about as well as it could have.
The question was posed, you know, why didn't you wait until 17? Well, I know for a fact there were two teams that would have taken him in front of 17.
God, it looks like Daniel. Must be the clouds in my eyes.
Jones with a wide receiver each way. Play fake, rolls right, throws, has a man in flat at the five, and Duke has scored on its first possession.
Wide open for the hole. He could have walked into the end zone. Great fake by Daniel Jones.
I saw a professional quarterback.
Daniel, you're a star in the faith of the sky.
I'm being accurate with the football, putting it exactly where, you know, I want to so people can run after the catch. You know, also I think decision-making, the ability to process information.
Play fake, Jones to throw, looking up top. He's got Ramming, who makes the catch, and he will take it in for the touchdown. Jones takes the snap. The give to Jackson, fakes it, now throws to the right for Davis Copenhaver for the touchdown.
You know, a lot of uncertainty this year is kind of what everyone was saying as far as, you know, going into the draft. So, you know, I didn't know what would happen.
I was in full-blown love.
Oh, God, it looks like must be the clouds in my eyes.
Jones looking up top. Chris Taylor's wide open. Give it to him! A touchdown! A 34-yard strike. His third score of the year.
I was in full-blown love.
If Daniel can play like Elton John can sing, the New York Football Giants have themselves a franchise player. Well, here's the thought. Why not start this season with Daniel so we can see him without a headset and clipboard? Oh, I just want to find out if you're paying attention. Of course, of course, of course, Eli is going to start. But we'll find out come Thanksgiving whether Eli is passing the gravy or passing the baton to Daniel Jones. Dave Gettleman, he with the plan many think is more spam, thinks he had to take Daniel at six because two other teams, Gettleman is convinced, were going to take Daniel before the Giants got to 17. Those two teams, we believe, were the Phoenix Suns, who like Jones being tall, and the other team, we understand, was the Oakland A's, who wanted somebody to take the place of Kyler Murray, who decided to lose in Arizona instead of Oakland. Yes, okay. There might have been two other teams, but not necessarily two teams in the NFL. Maybe one of them was the Atlanta Legends and maybe the other the Salt Lake Stallions from the Alliance of American Football League, now defunct. Dave Gettleman Perception, deception, misdirection. That could be, in the end, a giant rejection. Some think Gettleman's conviction may instead be more science fiction. Gettleman may have been influenced by those within the ivory tower and those related to Eli and David Cutliff. At number six, you need to play. You don't usually draft backups at number six. And according to Dave, with his hype over Daniel, Jones could be backing up for 2-3 years. If Dave does believe that, he is the only one. Nobody knows about any of these players, but at least most of them come from schools you've heard of. Forget value, forget need, forget best player available. When in doubt, go Alabama, Clemson, West Virginia, Georgia, Notre Dame, Auburn, Florida, USC. Of course, and Corey Ballantyne already comes from Washburn, and already the headlines, and you know about this, a teammate killed, Ballantyne injured in the shooting over the weekend. You know about that. Is he hanging around the wrong people, or are the right people hanging around him? Of the 16 picks between the Giants and the Jets, only two offensive linemen taken, and of course, neither team needs much help in that area. As far as the New York Jets, and you want to be polite, but Cashman would be the first to tell you you can't have enough Williamses on the team. And what were we reading from over the weekend? I mean, there's a rift already between McKagan and Adam Gase. And again, I mean, we're hearing that, listen, it may get so bad that that McKagan may get fired. First of all, you can't believe everything you read, let alone everything you hear, that's for sure. There's not much substance to any of that kind of story, as we all heard from Brian Costello earlier today with the New York Post, where you never get, of course, fake news. Here's the line that is the bottom line. Nobody knows about any of these guys. Not even the shadow knows. Not even the shadow knows who's in, who's out, who's good, who's not. So, let me ask, as we make the segue to the New York Yankees, listen, who needs Judge? Who needs Stanton? Who needs Hicks and Duhar? The answer, the Yankees do. But these replacement players to die for, as we say in the trade, the backups backing up, 6-1 on the current road stand, and Voit, tell it, bye-bye, baby. Sanchez, grand slamming. Hap going 7 strong. Torres is torrid. Herman is the mon. Of course, as long as the New York Yankees are losing players that win games. But some good news here. The silver lining with LeMahieu and Urshela may be back tomorrow night. So not too serious with either of them. Of course, what is going on? Somebody will tell me, I'm sure, provide us all with the answer. What is going on with the New York Metropolitans and the first two in their rotation? And by the way, oh yes, the Metropolitans have a hand issue with a 36-year-old second baseman. But what's the issue with DeGrom and the Viking God? The two of them, over the weekend, 9 innings, 10 runs, 15 hits, 6 walks. Again, this is DeGrom and Syndergaard from the weekend. 10 runs, 10, 15 hits, 6 walks. The 4.85 and the 6.35, the ERA respectfully, and not much to respect with those kinds of ERAs and those issues with those two. And the bullpen, Friday and Saturday, outside of Zamora, and Diaz, 7 innings, 8 runs, 6 free passes. scoring, offense, we thought might be an issue, not with the starting. The bullpen was always going to be a little bit of a question. Of course, of all people, Steven Matz. Yesterday, he settles down. He looked good on Sunday. And more good news here, Darno. How many runs down were the Metropolitans when he tried to stretch that single into a double and the pass ball? So now the Metropolitans pass on him. And here's the replacement with the Nido and the two-run double right away from him, which is like better than any production we saw from Darno, always injured and not with enough hitting. Now, as far as the weekend and the New York Islanders, and later on, we'll have an Islander fan from the CBS Sports Radio Network, a former WFAN producer, Michael Carver. He's an Islander fan through and through, and with the Isle Seat podcast, he'll come in for a few minutes to discuss how awful it is. See, and you don't want to hear, and I hope we don't hear from Michael, any excuses with the ice, with the Barclays Center, their home away from home. It's not the Nassau Mausoleum where they should be playing. We understand. But no excuses. You have to score goals. So that means no with the excuses with the ice, with the Barclays Center, Anders Lee, that should have been a goal, and in the 1-0 game one, went off the skate of Leonard. No excuses. You can't, with two home away from home games, score one goal. So that's what they have to do. And the mouthpiece and the shimmy. Oh, of course. Listen, I'm sure even if you love the mouthpiece and the shimmy, by the way, as I was watching him hit that three to make it, what was it, 103 to 100, I was just thinking, and I'm sure many of you listening right now, I hope, remember Charles Oakley. What do you think Charles Oakley and Anthony Mason, to name two members of the New York Knickerbockers, what do you think they would have been doing with the shimmy as he shimmies up and down the floor with the mouthpiece hanging from the mouth? Do you think they might have gotten physical a little bit with him? Do you think they might have tried to knock that mouthpiece out of the mouth? I think they would have, but it's a different game. And by the way, a foul was on Clay Thompson with Harden. There was no foul, and I would love to say there was a foul on Green, but you got Harden. The Houston Rockets had, what was it, this regular season, they led the NBA in fouls on three-point shooting. And they were leaning in and drawing the foul on the three-point shot. However, with Draymond Green, he held his ground and you had Harden leaning into him. A good no call. The bottom line is the Rockets are frauds. They had a chance to knock them out, leading 3-2 a year ago, and they didn't do it. They had a good chance to win this game. And first of all, and Chris Paul, listen, I mean, after all, and he deserved the technical, he gets bounced. You can't do that in a game that is so important, that a game you were this close to having and needing, taking away the home court. It's only game one, but game one is always important. All of them are important. And you cannot count on or rely upon the Houston Rockets. They will somehow find a way to fail. And it would help the Rockets if more than Harden and Gordon and Paul were basically to contribute. You would think maybe a couple of the other guys wearing Rocket uniforms might be able to contribute, but no, not the case at all. So, on the table, we have with the draft, with the Giants and the Jets, Daniel, the number 6 pick. Should he be starting? Of course not. Let's have him back up for 3 years. So, the draft, the New York Metropolitans and the New York Yankees, and, of course, with the hockey and the basketball and everything on the table.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.